The Township of Perth South has entered an agreement to bring full library services back to the township. Historically, Perth South contracted library services from Stratford and St. Mary's, but earlier this year negotiations for renewing contracts fell through, and left Perth South without a formal library agreement since the spring. An agreement was still in place with the Huron County Library, and a temporary agreement was reached with the Stratford Public Library in the summer, which provided limited access to services until the end of 2024. Chief Administrative Officer Fred Tranquilli announced during the latest council meeting that a new, five-year agreement has been reached, as long as council agreed. These agreements are of a five-year term with both libraries, and they will provide the same level of service that residents of the township enjoyed until the end of the first quarter of this year, said Tranquilli. The agreement provides the township with some certainty in terms of remedies in case services are withdrawn, and it provides us the opportunity to address any disagreements and interpretations, and there is a fixed price. Looking closer at price, the agreement will see the cost of library services increase annually by 2.5% each year of the agreement. The breakdown for 2025 is as follows. Stratford Public Library minus $50,000. Street. Mary's Public Library minus $50,000. Huron County Library minus $11,491. Total minus $111,491. I think all in all the exercise in my estimation was successful for the Township of Perth South, said Tranquilli. All in all Perth South saved $25,000 from the budget asks that were received earlier this year. The new agreements will see the residents of Perth South have a full range of services, programs and community events including book lending, digital resources, educational programs, and more. The agreements also include access to all Perth County libraries through the Perth County Information Network, which further expands resources to residents. Overall, drilling down on these services on behalf of the residents was a worthwhile effort, although there was obviously some disruption in services, said Tranquilli. This will ensure library access to Perth South residents for the next 5 years, and provide clarity for council. The final recommendations were that council receive the report for information, while authorizing the clerk and the mayor to execute the library service agreements, and in the event the budget is not approved by January 1, that the acting treasurer is authorized to make payments for library services in accordance to the payment schedule. And finally, that the costs of library services for residents in the amount of $111,491 be accommodated into the 2025 budget. The recommendation was moved by Count Sam Corriveau and seconded by Count Robert Wilhelm. Council voted unanimously to approve the recommendations, which means full library services will be restored in the new year.